Let's, before we come on to your other calls in, with reaction to the budget, let's have a special treat for you. We've got Simon Marks, our Washington correspondent. We couldn't quite fit him in the news hour today, but we can't do without our daily ration of Simon.
Of course you can't, Ian. I'm always happy to wait. A busy old day here while you've been having your budget. President Biden at the White House has been slamming a decision by Greg Abbott, the governor of Texas, to lift all COVID-19 restrictions in the Lone Star State, including even an order mandating the wearing of face masks. The governor says businesses can return to 100% normal operations in Texas, though many leading companies operating there say they intend voluntarily to keep restrictions in place. The governor of Mississippi has followed suit at the White House today, both of them on the receiving end of presidential consternation.
We are on the cusp of being able to fundamentally change the nature of this disease because of the way in which we're able to get vaccines in people's arms. The last thing we need is the Neanderthal thinking that in the meantime, everything's fine. Take off your mask. Forget it. It still matters.
And the pushback isn't just coming from the White House. It's also coming from local officials like Sylvester Turner, the mayor of Houston. Yes, the same Houston where they've identified the British, South African and Brazilian variants of COVID-19 just in the last few days.
I remember in the last week in April of 2020 when we reduced the standards. And I remember in May, June, July and August when the numbers went up.
This is indeed a country that appears to learn nothing. We're almost 12 months after last year's spring break, when hundreds of thousands of teenagers headed to Florida and Cancun, frolicked in the sunshine and then proved the public health experts right by returning home and taking COVID-19 back with them. We are poised to see exactly the same thing happening again here as soon as the crocuses start coming up. In New York today, Governor Andrew Cuomo, one of the most powerful Democrats in the country, finally addressed the scandal that has engulfed him. Three women have now come forward to accuse him of inappropriate conduct. Speaking at a news conference in Albany, he said today he's not resigning, and he seemed to be on the verge of tears as he offered an apology for his behavior.
I now understand that I acted in a way that made people feel uncomfortable. It was unintentional, and I truly and deeply apologize for it. I feel awful about it, and frankly, I am embarrassed by it.
That is not going to cut it with his critics, including several top Democrats in the state who say he needs to resign and resign now. He is urging people to await the outcome of an investigation that is being led by the New York Attorney General. On Capitol Hill today, fresh news of a fresh threat to attack Capitol Hill. It was revealed late last night in a bulletin sent to members of Congress. Testifying there today, acting Undersecretary of Homeland Security Melissa Smyslova.
We issued a bulletin last night, co-authored with the FBI, about extremists discussing March 4th and March 6th. Is that what you're referring to? As a joint intelligence bulletin we released last night around, it was very late, midnight, I think. Yes.
Okay. Well, again, so the threats are ongoing.
Yes.
Those dates, by the way, relate to a fresh conspiracy theory spreading among President Trump's supporters. They believe that tomorrow, the former president will somehow miraculously return to power. That, they insist, is the real inauguration day. I could take you further down the rabbit hole and tell you that they believe that every president since Ulysses S. Grant in the 1870s has been illegitimate, and that Donald Trump is going to turn all that round tomorrow when he becomes the nation's 19th president. There is more, but let's skip over all the detail and simply point out that the Trump Hotel has tripled its room rates here in Washington for the next few days, clearly concluding that even if there isn't going to be another inauguration, at least they can make a big payday out of the fact that the city is filled with Donald Trump conspiracy theory believing supporters who are preparing for one. By the way, if President Trump is returned to power hour tomorrow. You will hear it live right here on LBC. And Ian, I would stay close to the radio just in case.
Well, obviously, one always stays close to the radio when you're on, Simon. Thank you very much indeed. That's Simon Marks, our Washington correspondent.